Welcome to our service for Bible Sunday, the last Sunday after Trinity. We begin in Isaiah chapter 6. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne high and lofty, and the hem of his robe filled the temple. Seraphs were in attendance above him. Each had six wings. With two they covered their faces, and with two they covered their feet, and with two they flew. And one called to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." We often do, we introduce the confession with words from Luke chapter 15, the words of the prodigal son, as he turns to return to his father. "I will arise and go to my father, and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son." Let us confess our sins to Almighty God. Lord God, we have sinned against you and done evil in your sight. We are sorry and repent. Have mercy on us according to your love. Wash away our wrongdoing and cleanse us from our sin. Renew a right spirit within us and restore us to the joy of your salvation. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. May Almighty God have mercy upon us. Pardon and deliver us from all our sins, confirm and strengthen us in all goodness, and keep us in eternal life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And the Collect for Bible Sunday. Blessed Lord, who caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, help us so to hear them, to read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that through patience and the comfort of your holy word, we may embrace and forever hold fast the hope of everlasting life, which you have given us in our Saviour Jesus Christ, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 31, verses 7 to 9. Thus says the Lord, sing aloud with gladness for Jacob, and raise shouts for the chief of the nations. Proclaim, give praise, and say, save, O Lord, your people, the remnant of Israel. See, I am going to bring them from the land of the north, and gather them from the farthest parts of the earth. Among them the blind and the lame, those with child and those in labour. Together a great company they shall return here. With weeping they shall come, and with consolations I will lead them back. I will let them walk by brooks of water, in a straight path in which they shall not stumble. For I have become a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And the second reading is from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10, verses 46 to 52. As Jesus and his disciples and a large crowd were leaving Jericho, Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, a blind beggar, was sitting by the roadside. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout and say, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Many sternly ordered him to be quiet, but he cried out even more loudly, Son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus stood still and said, call him here. And they called the blind man, saying to him, take heart, get up, he is calling you. So throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. Then Jesus said to him, what do you want me to do for you? The blind man said to him, my teacher, let me see again. Jesus said to him, go, your faith has made you well. Immediately he regained his sight and followed him on the way. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Speaks to our hearts.
May the words that I speak and the meditations of all our hearts be now and ever acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our Rock and our Redeemer. Amen. The Collect for Bible Sunday, I always think, is one of the most deeply felt in the canon. I can't think of another collect that begins, Blessed Lord, as this one does. There is a real sense of thankfulness in it for the gift of Scripture. For our address today, we focus on just 7 verses from the Bible. Our reading from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10. This is the story of the man we always call blind Bartimaeus. Often, we don't know the names of the people Jesus meets and ministers to. Somehow this story becomes more personal for us, because we know Bartimaeus' name. The first thing to notice in the story, as so often in Mark's Gospel, is that Jesus is on the move. There is a greater sense of urgency in Mark than in any other of the Gospels. Jesus is passing by. The kingdom of God has come near to you and is moving on, and now is the time for decision. Don't let the moment pass you by. Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me, cries Bartimaeus, and they all try to shut him up, but he knows that this is his time. What if the rabbi passes by and he never has the chance again? He cries out all the more, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Look for the signs of the kingdom. Look where the Spirit is moving and try to move along with him. Don't let the moment pass you by. Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me, cries Bartimaeus, for at least the second time. And Jesus hears him. Above the noise of the large crowd, Jesus hears Bartimaeus. Above the hushing and shushing of the gatekeepers who think that Jesus needs people to be kept away from him, pushing away the children, the women, the possessed, the lepers, the blind, the sinners and the tax gatherers and the prostitutes. There is none of them that Jesus wants to keep at arm's length, none of them whose cry for mercy he does not hear. Never think he doesn't hear you. Whether you cry out in pain or in shame, in supplication or in intercession, Jesus hears you as he heard blind Bartimaeus above the crowd. So often our own cries, the cries of the poor, the anguished, the lonely, the forlorn, so often they seem to go unheard. But Jesus hears them. These are the people whose sins and grief he died for. Never think he doesn't hear their cries. At the judgment he will ask us whether we heard them too, whether we heard the cries of the prisoners, the naked and the hungry, and what we did to save them when we did. The kingdom of God is moving still, but who will move it forward if it is not us, Jesus' sinner friends, who listen for his voice? But then, and how easy it is to miss the moment, but then, writes Mark, Jesus stood still. In all the rush and bustle of it all, on his way on the journey, Jesus stood still. The nations rage, the kingdoms totter, writes the psalmist, but the Lord of hosts is with us. Be still, and know that I am God. Jesus stands still, and above the noise and over the heads of the crowd, he calls Bartimaeus. Jesus calls us, wrote Mrs. Alexander. Jesus calls us o'er the tumult of our life's wild, restless sea. Day by day his sweet voice soundeth, saying, Christian, follow me. He calls us still today, invites us still to come to him, to meet him in the stillness, and to know that he is God. There follows one of the most joyful moments in the whole of Scripture. The people around Bartimaeus, presumably some of them the same people who've been trying to get him to be quiet, the same people say to him, take heart, get up, he is calling you. And so he threw off his cloak, sprang up and came to Jesus. Bartimaeus had been sitting by the side of the road, utterly powerless. There was nothing he could do to get to Jesus on his own. He could not see his way, and the crowd seemed determined to block him. But now, as Jesus stops and calls, the way is opened by those two little words, "Take heart." It's only one word in Greek, and the translation is not easy. J.B. Phillips, that wonderful, most down-to-earth of translator, has simply, "It's all right now," which can hardly be called a translation at all, but which somehow catches the sense of hope that is born in Bartimaeus, that Jesus might be willing to turn his darkness into light. And then quite suddenly, as so often happens in the Gospels, the noise and press of the crowd dies away, and all the focus is on the one person to whom Jesus has given his time as they stand face to face. He calls Bartimaeus into that stillness it is created simply by stopping and standing still. "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man said to him, "My teacher, let me see again." My teacher, rather than just teacher, because the word Bartimaeus uses here is the word rabuni, the same word Mary Magdalene uses in the Garden of the Resurrection. And it is not much less than the hope of resurrection, the hope of new life, that Bartimaeus is expressing. "My teacher, let me see again." "Go, your faith has made you well." And immediately he regained his sight. And so Bartimaeus passes from darkness into light. It's easy not to notice that he disobeys Jesus at the end of the story. "Go, your faith has made you well." But Bartimaeus doesn't go, or at least he doesn't go away. Immediately he regained his sight and followed Jesus on the way. He does not go away, he follows. From first to last, this little Bible passage of just 7 verses has been the story of the making of a disciple. Quite probably, that is why we know his name. Bartimaeus shows us how a person may become a disciple of Christ, how one may cry out to him for mercy, how one may hear Christ's call over the hubbub of one's everyday life, how one may lift up one's heart in hope to him, how one may meet him face to face and in the stillness know that he is God, how one may put one's faith in him and turn from darkness into light to follow in his way. "You are a chosen race," wrote St. Peter, "a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people, in order that you may proclaim the mighty acts of him who called you out of darkness into his marvellous light." Amen.
Childlike, no cares could destroy. Be that at our waking, and give us, we pray, your bliss in our hearts, Lord, at the break of the day. Ad gloith pobeder, lavir or mor dair, de voilo vi gravion wrth offer a sair, be them upon with you a daron rith, de nerth in colonnae ar ganol. Dydd mwyn aethra ac arglwydd ein cred a thwylo athfraichiau mewn croeso ar led. Bydd yma un derbyn a daron rydd dy gariad un calon cyn diwedd y dydd. Lord of all gentleness, Lord of all calm, whose voice is contentment, whose presence is balm, be there at our sleeping and give us, we pray, your peace in our hearts, Lord, at the end of the day.
Now it's time for our prayers. Our intercessions today come from Helen. We begin, as usual, with the Lord's Prayer, in the language of our choice. Entad yr hynoeth yn y nefoedd, sancteiddiad y enw, deled y dernas, gwneled y wychlis, megis yn y nef, fechli ar y ddear hefyd. Dyron ni heddiw ein bar y beinyddiol, y maddau i ni ein dyledion, fel y maddau nina ein dyledwyr. Ac nac arwain ni brofedigaeth, eith y gwared ni rhag drwg. Canis eith o ti o'r dernas, a'r gallu a'r gogoniant. Yn oes oes oes. Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and for ever. Amen.
Everlasting God, we thank you that your written word continues to inspire us, showing us who you are, how you love us, how we should live, and what we can be. We thank you for all our churches, and for those who contribute to our worship. We pray for Bishop Joanna, Archdeacon Eileen, John, our LMA leader, for Matthew and for Judith. Give them and us discernment as we hear and inwardly digest the wisdom that we receive. We thank you too for the way in which the Bible brings guidance, hope and health to people everywhere. And we pray for the work of the Bible Society and its supporters, that they too will be blessed through the varied work they do at home and globally to introduce the Bibles to people's minds and hearts. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Creator God, we thank you that the scripture shows us that you care for the entire world and all its people. We especially pray for all migrants and refugees around the world, in particular those from Afghanistan, that they would be able to unite themselves to the Holy Family who shared in their plight and would meet kindness and generosity in their search for a home. We give you thanks for the positive response from many countries, and pray that this welcome will be extended by many more. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Rhoddwn ddiolch i ti, a gweddion dros bawb sy'n ein cynnal ac yn gofalu amdanom wrth i ni ddilyn ffordd Crist, ein teuluoedd, a'n ffrindiau, a'n cyd-bererinion ar hyd y ffordd. Rho faith i ni gyd a geiriau'r bywyd ar bara'r nefoedd, fel y bwy ni dy addoli'n llawn, bod yn barod i rando arna ti, a thwasanaethu'n llawen. arglwydd yn dy drigaredd, gwrando ein gweddi. Gracious God, we pray for the sick, the lonely and the hurting in our community and for those who care for them. Help them to draw strength from the love of our Lord Jesus, shown through the words of Scripture. As we think of the power of your word to set captives free, we pray too for those who are chained by situations beyond their control, or by sickness of body, mind, or spirit. We remember in our hearts those known to us. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Dad pawb oll, gweddion arnot dros yr hau a garwn, ei bod o'n golwg ni. Dyro iddynt y dang nefedd, llywyrched bythol o leini arnynt, ac yn dyddoeth uneb grasol a thallu anfeidrol, cyflawna ynddynt fwriadau onest y ywyllus perffaith. Trwy Iesu Grist ein harglwydd. Arglwydd, yn dy drigaredd, gwrando ein gweddi. We are at present going through difficult times, but help us, Lord, through your holy scriptures, to see clearly, to know what is important, and where possible, help us to be part of the solution. Holy God, hear these and all our prayers. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen.
Drefn y cymod ar glanhad
derbynia fies i fel yr oedd y chan a pham y gwaed. Ar glwyd yma fi, ar dy alwadu, can a fenaid yn y gwaed a gaed ar galfari.
And finally, our benediction literally comes from a moment of obscurity in Scripture. This is the ending of the Epistle of Jude. Now to him who is able to keep you from falling, and to make you stand without blemish in the presence of his glory with rejoicing, to the only wise God our Saviour, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, power, and authority, before all time, and now, and for ever. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, rest upon you and remain with you, this day and always. Amen.